been bringing summer teams to Norway since about 2001. And one year they were up on the mountain up here, which I know you can't see, but it's probably my favourite mountain in the world. And they were praying for somewhere they could have to bring students to. And an opportunity came up to buy this hostel. And that opportunity came to realisation. They were able to buy this place very cheaply. But it wasn't in great condition. So teams have been coming ever since and doing all sorts of things. I can remember throwing sledgehammers in the attic, trying to get rid of all the wood so we could kill the termites, or bugs eating away the wood. Much of what you see around the hostel is not as it was. The kitchen didn't used to be over there. The kitchen was down at the bottom. There used to be showers upstairs. There used to be showers in the attic. And many of you who have been in previous years, I know some of you have been before, have had a part to play in contributing towards this place. This place has a Christian ethos. We are basically a Christian charity. This is not here to make profit. This is here as a disciple-making opportunity, a place where people can come, a place where people can meet with God. The word Elfheim actually means river home. Correct me if I'm wrong, Norwegians. But river home, for obvious reasons, we're on the river. I don't know about you, but the sound of the river is very therapeutic for me. It helps me to sleep. So we really hope that you will enjoy being here. And we've just started a new company. So Elfheim Adventure has just been formed this week. I'm not sure if we've signed all the papers yet. We are a new company. That's more of a legal thing, but the house here is owned by about 10 to 15 of us. So Debbie and myself are two of the owners here. Darren and Annette are two of the owners. And you'll meet Øystein. Those from Bergen know Øystein. He spent a lot of time in his basement, some of you. Øystein's one of the other owners. He's kind of the daily manager of Elfheim. He's coming down today as well. So there'll be a few of us here, but we want you to really enjoy this place. Later on, I think you're going to hear some of the more practical things about this house. But we do feel this is a special place, and a place where we want people to come and enjoy God, enjoy being here, enjoy nature, and experiencing God in this place. So that's my Elfheim spiel. I just wanted to say something else. I think most of you know this, but if you don't, then apologies for telling you in this way. There was a tragedy on Thursday. One of the students who came with us from England was killed in a hiking accident. And that's kind of the context to which we come to this week. One way or another, we will all share in the pain. Some of us didn't know James. James Witham was his name. Some of us knew him very well. But that is the reality that we face, and we want to live in reality. We've come here to this lovely place in Norway in the middle of nowhere. In some ways this isn't reality. And in many ways what's happened doesn't feel like reality. It feels like some kind of movie that just doesn't seem to want to stop. But this is reality, and kind of dealing with the pain and the hurt together is the path before us this week. So I would invite those of you who didn't know James, don't tiptoe around those of us from England who knew James. We'll tell you if we don't want to talk about it. But this is very much a reality. But I do feel very strongly that our theme this week in the Gospel has a huge amount to say about this. Because if it doesn't, then what value is there in the Gospel? The Gospel has to permeate every area of life, every reality. We have a Saviour who has suffered more than than we could imagine for us. We have a Saviour who can sympathise, a Saviour who wept when his friend Lazarus died. He knows our pain. So that's really what I wanted just to say this morning, which is, we want to just say, this is real, this has happened, this is painful, and I'm sorry that some of you are coming into this situation. But we want to meet God here, we want to put Jesus at the centre, and we want to meet God in our pain, in the suffering, in the questions, the anger, the doubt, all of the stuff that comes to us. So let me just pray, and then I'll hand over to who can be sharing this morning. Dear Father, thank you so much for the blessing of this place. Thank you for the way that you gifted this house, and all the people who've enjoyed this house and got so much from the ministry that's happened in this house. Thank you for the blessing. And we thank you for the blessing of being here this week, but Lord, we acknowledge that for some of us, for many of us, maybe for all of us, this is a hard time, dealing with loss, grief of some of us was a real friend, some of us someone we don't know. But Lord, we look to you now and ask that you would be at the centre of all that we're doing here. Lord, we ask that you would speak to us powerfully for each of the people here this week. And we ask that you would help Luke to speak clearly, to share from his heart. Help him to speak through the pain and the hurt that he is feeling. And Lord, we ask that we would experience you in a way that none of us have experienced you before, in a special way, this week. That we would know you, we would know your presence, and that we would be glorifying you. Thank you, Lord, that you are in charge, you are sovereign. Nothing has happened that is outside of your control. We give you the glory now and ask that you would bless this day. In your name we